You are listening to the trio Simply Three here in our KTOO studios this afternoon to treat us to their very special blend of classics and pop. Boy, that's so beautiful, especially on a rainy day like today. Well, we are going
Thank
to
you.
Give our musicians a chance to get seated here so we can find out more about their performance. You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Lovers of music, let me tell you, it's your lucky day today. We have in our studio Zach Clark, who is a cellist and co-founder of Simply Three, and the second co-founder, Nick Villalobos, who is also a bassist, and Glenn Daniel, who is the violinist. So welcome to Juno, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's so wonderful to just hear this kind of music today. You know, and I think it would be really good to kind of help people understand how you came up with this fusion of classical and pop, and sometimes rock.
Yeah, that's right. Man, well, I think how we came up with it is just that, we were all classically trained. We have a love and a fondness and a passion for classical music, of course. And we also have a passion for a lot of other kinds of music, too. You know, I've always loved, pop and rock. And one of our favorite collective bands is Muse, the alternative rock band Muse. And we always had other, musical passions. And one day Nick and I were just like, yo, like, let's start a group and let's play whatever we want. You know, like the symphony's great, and we love that. But we were like, we also love Lady Gaga and Michael Jackson and, whatever we want. So that's kind of how the idea started, is just kind of, it was really a passion project. It's like, let's see what happens. Let's make some cool arrangements and let's just have some fun.
Well, I'm very curious, Nick, because most of us really don't get to hear much of the bass. It kind of is the foundation of musical groups, whether it's bump, 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 or just sustained notes in the orchestra. Dun, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Right.
I mean, that's what people think of when they think of bass. And mm-hmm. But you play it very melodically.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been blessed enough to have teachers that have always played the bass melodically. They make the bass sing. They, play cello music on the bass. They play violin music on the bass. And so I've always been inspired by those teachers to really promote the bass in a way that's different from, what you said earlier, that it's not just a bum, 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 instrument. But it can have the melody, and it can be very beautiful at times, so... we feature the bass in Simply Three because I want to.
Yeah.
Obviously, Glenn and Zach, they let me shine at different moments, and it kind of gives our trio a unique sound. Because, like you said, not very many people even know that the bass can play melodically. So
it's
pretty fun.
So, what attracted you to the voice of the bass and to bring out the deepness and richness of it?
I think just hearing great players play the bass in that unique way. Bass players like Edgar Meyer obviously has a very unique and authentic and creative sound. There's been other bass players that have done the same, like Dashun Zhang. He's a great bassist as well. And it seems like there's been like this revolution as far as bass playing goes to kind of bring it out of the depths and into a different realm of music, which has been nice.
I think it takes a certain kind of personality to play the bass.
It does.
And how would you describe that personality based on your own experience and what you've observed?
Patience and diligence. You got to have those two qualities. And It's probably the same with all the other instruments, but you got to be patient when you play the bass, especially, you know, playing the not so fun parts.
Right, because people count on you to be the foundation, the ground floor of a composition.
That's right.
So I want to go to Glenn McDaniel here. He's kind of a newer member of your group, right?
Ish, yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, I joined back in June of 2014, and at the time, or just prior to that summer, I was kind of wrapping up my time with an artist named Janelle Monae, and Nick and Zach were also transitioning musically with their violinists of the time, and our paths kind of crossed just coincidentally. Nick and I were playing in a different ensemble together in Las Vegas, and that's how we first connected, and he asked if I would be interested in being featured in a Simply Three cover. And so I did that, and that's when I met Zach. And, yeah, it was just good timing, I guess. I was, like I said, I was transitioning out of my musical role in the band for Janelle Monae. The guys were seeking a new violinist, and they called me after the video saying, like, hey, this is what we're thinking. Why don't you come out and play a couple of shows with us, see how it feels? And we did that, and the rest is kind of history in the making.
A lot of times people are in these sort of musical silos, and we've been that way for a good part of the history of jazz and classics. Mm-hmm. And this series of concerts really shows that that's maybe not the best of ideas, that there can be this wonderful fusion. And, of course, how did you decide that that's what you were going to do, as you were going to mix pop and classics together?
I mean, I just think as we tried it and, you know, kept experimenting, and I would say that we still do experiment. That's kind of, I think, how most artists find, you know, their voice and their passion and find what works and also keep things interesting. We just kind of grew to love some of the different things that we did, and some things you'd never expect, you know, to sound good on strings sounded really cool. And we've actually written two original albums as well. And we got electric cello, electric bass, electric violin, distortions, all kinds of crazy delays. And just, you know, we've gone so many different directions, you know, and most of it we still like, you know.
But do you ever kind of get this sort of attitude from people that are in the more traditional classics community that yeah, you guys aren't real musicians? Are you?
Yes.
We actually wrote a song about it.
Oh,
we
did. What's it called?
It's called Psychosis. And it actually has, it's one of the few songs that we've written originally that has like spoken word in it. And it has some of the phrases that we've heard from, you know, people that think that type of way. So it's a pretty important song to us as musicians.
Well, one of the things in this world, that, as it is now, we've come through 2 years of COVID, and people are really looking for something soothing. Mm. And while I would say that some of what you've played is really exciting and it gets you stimulated, but some of it is very calming. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like maybe after COVID that your time has come?
We hope so.
Would be nice.
It was a long time of nothing, so we hope the time has come to for a lot of something. I think it's something about instrumental music in general that can be it can be something that provides that soothing nature you're speaking of. And I don't know what it is exactly. Maybe it's just the timbre of the instruments themselves. Maybe it's the removal of lyrical influence to shape your mindset, and maybe it's the combination of those two themes that allows a person to just kind of go to a different place and hold space for something new. I don't know exactly what it is, but we enjoy doing what we do, and we're going to keep doing it.
Well, Zuhl Bailey, who will be coming on next to talk about the overview of the Juno Jazz and Classics Festival and maybe what he had in mind when he pulled together this series. One of the things that he always talks about is reading the audience and seeing what excites them. And so I guess you keep doing this, so you must be getting good feedback from your audiences about mixing classics and
yeah.
pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, we all, I think I can speak for us all when I say that we all love performing live the most. You know, there's like lots of aspects to what we do. You know, we got to arrange, we have to write, we have to produce, we have to record, you know, we have to make recordings, we have to record videos. But when it comes to the live show, I think that's where we all really shine. And I think that's where we just love it. And the reason is because of what you're talking about. It's because of the audience. And when they get excited, there's no better feeling. You know, when I'm doing something on stage and looking out and someone's watching me and getting excited by me, then that excites me more. And it's just this cycle, you know. I think we all love that. And yeah, we wouldn't be here, I think, if we didn't have that level of excitement, you know, coming from different things that we play and do, you know, on stage.
Well, one of the wonderful things about this festival is going to the schools. I mean, lucky Juno kids to be able to see musicians of the caliber that come here. And I'm just kind of curious, when you work with kids, what kind of message do you take about music to them?
Well, we were lucky enough in high school, at least at my high school, I don't know about you guys, there was a lot of people that came and visited my high school from the Phoenix Symphony. And it was just such an inspiration to be able to see professional musicians and to, like, actually interact with them, you know, instead of just seeing them on stage. And so that alone is great. And, you know, we love to do that as well, you know, go into schools and perform for them. But the message that we usually bring to them is to find what their passion is and to become, not like obsessed, but obsessed with what they love to do. Because we are essentially living that life. We love music. We love the instruments that we play. And we've become obsessed with writing music for our instruments and being able to perform it for people all over the world. And, you know, I never would have thought that I would be in Juneau, Alaska with a concert that people wanted to hear our music.
Oh, people in this community love music.
Yeah.
All kinds of music. And, you know, I think it's a very special place in that regard. And it's all compact, kind of in this tiny spot burrowed into Southeast Alaska. But people turn out for these events. And speaking of which, I'm just going to mention this so people will know about this. Great. Simply Three plays at the Juno Douglas High School in the auditorium. And that is September 24th. That is Saturday at 7 o'clock. And that is just really good that you're playing in a big venue, because a lot of the Juno Jazz and Classics venues, they are very small and the tickets get sold out pretty quick. So, It's exciting that there's going to be an opportunity to hear you. So I guess we want to hear one more song. Can you
sure.
play us out with a song?
Let's do
Which
it.
One? Which
sure.
one do you want to play for us?
So this one is called Maverick, and it's an original song that we wrote. The first original song we wrote. It's kind of funny how this one came about. We were backstage at a different event, and they told us to, you know, just wait backstage. So as we do, we were kind of just like fiddling around on our instruments. And Zach started playing the beginning pits that starts this song. And I said, that sounds cool. And so then I started to play like a little improvisational melody over it. And I think Glenn was like, that sounds cool too. And then he started harmonizing with it. And it was like, it kind of just happened.
Spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous combustion. And what's cool about this song is that I think we like to call it string rock. It gets kind of like pretty like raucous.
Yeah.
And it's called Maverick, and you know, a maverick is someone who goes against the grain, and we kind of feel like that's what our group is. We play classical instruments, but we don't play classical music. We go against the grain.
So Glenn, as a violinist,
yes.
Is there a little bit of competition between the three of you kind of testing and pushing each other musically?
I mean, I think in
I
think
friendly
I think
competition.
Well, I think in a healthy way we challenge each other's abilities in different ways. I think we're all good at certain things that the others are not the best at, and I think we help each other grow in those ways. But no, I never feel competitive, so to speak, with the guys in a musical way. It's always kind of fruitful and helpful, if anything.
Interesting. Well, let's get a taste of Maverick.
Right.
Again, I'm going to recap Juno Douglas High School, September 24th, Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Juneau Jazz and Classics Festival, and you will get treated to a wonderful evening of music. Anytime you guys are ready. Next, the guy who invited all these performers to come to Juneau Jazz and Classics, Zool Bailey, will be here in a moment. We want to thank Zach Clark, who is cellist and co-founder of Simply Three, along with Nick Villalobos, rocking it on the bass there, and Glenn McDaniel, a violinist, and Nick is also one of the co-founders. Thank you so much, gentlemen. So good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks.